Okay. Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles.
Okay. You sure?
This is Miles.
You sure?
Broadcasting live.
You sure? You don't sound too thrilled. You know, you don't sound like you know what you're saying.
No, it's me. Yeah, it's me. I just, you know, I feel dumb. I mailed some stuff to your old address, and it got returned.
Yeah, I moved about 3 or 4 years ago now. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was the right. I finally memorized the old address, you know.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, he lives here. And then there were some nice ladies writing Mr. Lament doesn't live here anymore.
Well, I'm glad it was nice.
It was very nice. Very nice written, just on the envelope.
That's funny.
I contacted Bob, and he's like, well, just, you know, my family reads my mail, so please don't. Everyone's always afraid when I'm going to do something to embarrass them in front of their family. You know, it's like, I got Snidge, who's a little hypersensitive. I got you, who's a lot hypersensitive. You know?
Well, I think there's a trend here. If you probably could keep listing them off.
Yeah.
That means that they're not the problem. They're not hypersensitive.
What, you're saying I'm the problem?
Yes, you are the problem. You send inappropriate things to the mail.
Yeah, well, anyway, your autograph is coming.
Let's just say I have gotten something that of a very sensitive nature in the mail, like as a postcard. That thankfully, I wasn't there when the mail was delivered, or else I probably would have got punched in the face.
Looking back on that was kind of not right.
Yeah, it was severely inappropriate. Severely.
Very inappropriate. I didn't make the postcard. I bought it, but I didn't make
it. I know. I just bought it, wrote your name on it, and put a stamp on it, and put it in the mail.
Consequences.
Yeah, it's you know. And I mean, it's not inappropriate as in, you know, somebody farted or you farted or something. I mean, it's very inappropriate. I mean, possibly the most inappropriate thing I've ever received.
Oh, no.
Most inappropriate thing I've ever received in the mail. Ever. I mean, I felt like I should be punished just for taking it out of the mailbox, to be honest with you.
You're an accessory to the crime.
Yeah, somehow. Well, yeah, it was one of those, you know. Yeah. And I'm not talking getting Rogaine samples or anything like that. This was way worse than that. So.
Let's just leave it at that. But yeah, it was just inappropriate.
Let me just say, Pete Townsend probably could have sent me something that was less inappropriate. Yeah. Let me just say, Kevin Spacey. If you want something modern, Kevin Spacey could be sending me something and people would be less shocked. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Looking back on it, it probably wasn't very nice.
I mean, you know, just saying.
What can I do? You know, I apologize for it. What else?
Actually, I don't think you ever apologize for it. I think you just laugh every time I mention it. I mention it, you laugh, and that's the end of it.
I won't send you anything inappropriate anymore.
So that's why I said, I'm like, just be warned, I don't pick up the mail. Just telling you.
Yeah, well, that's not my fault.
No, I'm telling you ahead of time that other people will see the mail.
I just want to find the nastiest postcard now.
Yeah, thanks. I think you already have. I don't know if you can get much nastier. I mean,
I know. I just want to outdo myself.
Unless you made a postcard of your own genitals, I don't think that anything could be worse than the postcard you've already sent me. So
I'm going to find the nastiest postcard I can find.
I'm surprised it ever got delivered. I'm surprised it didn't, like, show up in my mailbox with, like, a hunk of shit on it or something.
I'm just mad my postcard from Michigan never made it there.
Yeah, no, I never got anything there, thank God.
Oh, unless maybe I mailed it to the wrong address.
Yeah. The poor people who bought my house are like, who keeps sending this? Who keeps sending us these horrible things?
I think I sent it to the wrong place.
Probably.
Oh, no wonder why you didn't get that girl. Oh, my God. They'd be like,
Nice. They're like, what kind of den of inequity did we purchase? Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, they have to send all that weird stuff to them, you know, all the
Yeah.
Hey, Ma, send these bazongas out, you know. Like,
these poor Puritans that I sold my house to are, like, totally offended by.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. That'd be a great joke.
Yeah, that'd be a great joke. Thanks. My name on it.
I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah, no, please don't harass the people who purchased my house. I mean, they seem like nice people. They were very nice people, so.
Yeah.
So, I you know, I find it amazing that you can somehow get the right address for all these famous people to get autographs, and yet you cannot get my address correct.
Because I finally memorized the old one, so it's fairly easy.
It was a very easy address. Yeah, it was a very easy address.
The new one is throwing me. It's like 100 million.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
A half.
Yeah.
You know, Dusseldorf Point or something.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah, I live in the old car neighborhood. It's Studebaker in Dusseldorf.
And yeah. I don't know.
So and don't forget, I live on Beretta Drive.
That'd be cool.
And there's a bike out front, so that's how you know it's my house.
Dude, you know I'm a perfect guy, don't you?
Yeah.
You're a jerk.
You're a jerk. Oh my goodness.
You are a complete jerk.
Off the address thing for a minute. I was just, last night there was a show, Carol Burnett's 50th anniversary. Did you happen to see that at all?
I missed it.
Well, I recorded it and I watched it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious. They showed old clips. Oh, they're very hilarious.
Very funny.
Tim Conway and Harvey Korman, I mean, you just can't, that doesn't, they're hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But the funny thing was, that show ran for 11 years, right?
Yeah.
11 years, you're thinking, wow, that's a long time for this show to go.
Yeah.
Every week, 11 years, during the, you know, the season, because it wasn't every week for the whole year, just during the television season. They did that show, you know.
Yeah.
An hour show.
Yeah.
But we're entering our 19th year, you and I.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that could be, yeah.
I was just a little nostalgia. I was laughing, like, a lot about that old clips from the... I didn't really like the new people, you know, the people that set up the clips, but I did like the old clips, so...
Yeah.
But yeah, I was realizing now, I'm like, well, that's wild because, you know, coming up, well, actually on Thanksgiving this year was, we finished our 18th year and entered into our 19th year.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That's right.
Crazy.
Because I started doing this shortly before I left the state.
Yeah, exactly.
I was making plans to leave the state forever.
Yep.
And I did.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Never know, you might get called up.
Yeah.
I did put your name in for the Illinois Army Reserve, so.
Really?
Yeah, I did a whole application.
Oh.
So you might get called up. They may need you. Yeah. And speaking of that, Jim Nabors died. Anyway.
Big Jim Nabors. Yeah. I thought he was already dead. That was the weird part.
Yeah, I know. So did I. I thought that's one of those Mandela things, you know.
I'm like, are you sure? He didn't die like 5 years ago.
Yeah. Well, no, I think he got married 5 years ago when it became legal. That's why you remember that. And then he just died now, so.
Because
he married his partner. He married his partner of many years in Hawaii whenever he could, when it finally became legal to do so. Which is a crock of crap, but anyway, that's a whole other. Jim Nabors should have been able to marry whenever he was playing Gomer Pyle, if you ask me, but that's a whole other thing.
Well, it was just a big surprise, I guess.
Surprise, surprise, surprise!
Ah, surprise! I don't know. The good one's kicking it. Manson's gone now. Jim Nabors.
Yeah. Who's next?
And probably the biggest loss of all, the cougar from Three's Company, Lana.
Oh, really? She died.
She died. Yeah. Oh. She's been like the biggest loss of all so far, I think.
Huh. I didn't know that. I don't think I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it didn't make the news very much.
Mm, okay. Was it today?
Yeah. No, it was just like a month ago. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's been a kooky year, man.
So Suzanne Somers and Joyce DeWitt and Larry Klein still left.
Pretty much, yeah. Furley's
gone.
They wanted it.
Roper's gone, yeah.
And the one guy that had the spinoff show, he just got in trouble, too.
Who's that, Robert Mandan?
Jeffrey Tambor.
Oh, Jeffrey Tambor. Yeah.
He got in trouble for some bad touches or something.
Yeah, yeah. What do you expect? Come on, this guy. You know, I mean, not to downplay that at all, but, you know, some of these guys, you know.
Yeah.
You just got to expect it, you know what I mean? You got to keep your distance.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Not that they should get away with it, but I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, that ain't right.
It ain't right, but sometimes it's obvious. I mean, Jeffrey Tambor, come on. The guy couldn't get laid if he tried. That's why he just keeps going at it, you know? It's like you. People would be wary of you, you know what I mean?
What?
What? You're the Jeffrey Tambor of your neighborhood.
No.
I'm just joking.
Come on.
Just joking.
Come on. People love me. I'm a people person.
Oh, I didn't realize my hand was in your seat.
I'm a people person. You know me.
Yeah. My fingers smell like cinnamon. Is your name Cinnamon?
Nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd be confused with somebody else.
Yeah. Who, your father?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Pretty much.
Hello there, young lady.
He's not doing well. You know, my dad's been getting sick, you know, and stuff. And,
yeah, I know.
And everyone's like, oh, yeah, he's kind of losing his marbles and stuff. I'm like, yeah, okay, well, you know, we're dealing with it, right?
Yeah.
And then my nephew's wife comes up to me. She goes, you know what your dad said to me today? I go, what? He goes, you're the kind of girl I like to tickle all day long. I go, really? He's putting on a whole act.
I know. It's total. He's totally, yeah.
I go, maybe he hasn't quite lost it all.
Yeah, I don't think so. That certainly sounds like your father.
I mean, that's all like something he would say. I can't imagine this lady would make it up. I mean, I don't know her real well, but I don't think she'd make it up.
I don't think that's something that younger people say these days.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone making that up. Hey, you're the kind of girl I'd like to tickle all day long.
Yeah, that certainly sounds like something your father would say.
I do believe that he said that to her.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
But she looks like the kind of person that wouldn't enjoy tickling, so.
Yeah, well, that's good. See, he's feeling all right.
So,
he's doing good.
I don't know. It's a crazy year.
It is. So, I went to Kansas City recently. traveling, and so, you know.
Hey.
That always brings out the best, you know, and everything.
Oh, here we go. Another steakhouse story.
A what?
No, go ahead.
Did you say a steakhouse story?
Last time you had some big steakhouse story. And
no, maybe I did. I don't know.
You were treating out everybody like, buy everywhere a $50 steak.
I did actually. Well, I mean, my wife did, I guess. I didn't volunteer too quickly, but.
Yeah, I can't imagine you'd be like, oh.
She volunteered and we bought dinner for everybody one night, yeah.
How about we all share this steak together?
Yeah, that's right. I'm so glad we had this steak together. So.
So, Kansas City?
Yeah, I was going to Kansas City, and. So my wife was trying, because we've been going a lot because of, you know, visiting and so forth. And all right, so we've been going a lot here lately, and so my wife's always looking for bargains and places to stay because it's kind of expensive, you know, staying at a hotel and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Have I talked about Airbnb stuff before? I have, haven't I?
The what?
Airbnb, you know what that is?
No.
It's online, it's like air bed and breakfast is what the deal is. But so people rent out like their house for people to stay in like a hotel, right?
Yeah.
And so my wife got this Airbnb in Kansas City for, you know, fairly cheap, and it was because I was going there with my folks and they had a bunch of people, so we're gonna have a whole house.
Wow.
To ourselves, and
yeah.
So we get there, and it's not a huge house or anything, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Airbnb. Let me just do a little backstory here. We've done it a couple of times, and it always makes me nervous because it's not like a hotel. You know, I'm used to going to hotels. You know.
Wiping your butt with a towel.
Yeah, whatever. Exactly. And then being in somebody's house, I'm like, this is a little. So the ones that I've been to, though, it's basically like somebody has like a duplex.
Yeah.
And they live on one side and they rent the other side out to make money, this Airbnb stuff.
Yeah.
Rather than renting it out to like a tenant, they rent it out to just random people staying the night, I guess. So I have all the ones I've been to have been like that, where it's like an apartment or something. And so this was the first time we did this house thing, and we get there and it's like, there's like a Christmas tree up and there's like fake presents under the Christmas tree.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, it's all decorated for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, you would think that would be nice, right? And I'm like, okay, that's a little weird. I'm like, what's with the Christmas tree? You know what I mean?
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, so there's supposed to be 3 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms.
Yeah.
So the first bedroom looks like a regular, you know, bedroom. It has a fairly nice bed in it and so forth. And there's a bathroom connected to it. And I'm like, oh, that looks nice, so. And I'm like, okay, well, where's the other bedroom? Well, the second bedroom is like this little kid's bedroom, and like all the toys are there.
Right.
It's all picked up, but there's all these toys, and then it's like a little kid's bed. like with ladybugs or something on it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, like ladybug bedspread and the whole thing, and I'm like, all right.
Is this a fantasy story?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, where's the third bedroom? And my wife goes, that's where we're gonna stay. It's upstairs. And so I go upstairs, and I mean, you probably would have liked this. It was like sports teams, but it's like kids. Oh. It's like kids that with NFL, you know, NFL things on it. You know what I mean? It's quilts.
Yeah, like logos and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
I think it was the Dallas Cowboys, okay. You know. And I'm like, all right, I don't like this. So there's only one adult bed. And everything else kids' beds. I'm like, this isn't going to work. I'm, you know, my wife's getting mad at me.
Shut the fuck up.
She's not liking the story.
Did she just drop the F-bomb in the middle of your story?
Yeah, well, that's what happened. She came upstairs and heard it, and she had to chime in.
Did she say, shut the F-bomb?
Yes, she did.
Oh, my God. That was like my day. That was funny.
So then I'm like, I'm kind of weirded out.
Yeah.
But that's, I'm normally weirded out, but this made me more weirded out. And, so then I'm like, well, I wonder where this other bathroom is up here. And sure enough, here it is. And it literally is so small, this bathroom is so small, that there was two things I could not do in this bathroom.
Yeah.
And number one was I could not shut the door because it was so small. I could not fit in the bathroom and shut the door.
What?
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And number two, I could not stand at the toilet because my head would hit the ceiling. Because it's like a dormer. The ceiling slants.
Yeah.
And the toilet is like all the way back at the very bottom of the slant.
That's just weird.
It was. I mean, it was, a kid could use it, but I'm, you know, I'm 6 foot tall.
Yeah,
like, I literally would have been head and shoulders inside the roof in order to use this toilet.
That is weird.
I know. So anyway, I kind of put the kibosh on things, and she was all, obviously she's still angry with me.
Shut the door for.
I'm like, you know, Bob has to know where he's going to take a shit in the morning, and it's not going to be in that toilet. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
This is an Andre the Giant type situation here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, yeah, you're like Shrek in this bathroom.
Yeah, exactly, man. Exactly. Donkey!
Donkey! Go to take a crap.
Take a crap. Yeah.
I'm not gonna be
scrunched down like in half, like contortionist on the toilet with the door open.
I hope you got a good deal on this place, man.
Oh, it was a good deal. It was a really good deal.
It must have been damn cheap.
It was very cheap. The cheapness, I was approval. I would totally approve of the cheapness.
Well, it's cheap. That's all that matters.
And, well, anyway, we didn't stay there, so. There was no way that was going to happen. Did not stay.
Yeah.
We ended up at the Holiday Inn, so. I'm a little poorer, but, you know, it all worked out.
If I'm going to crap, it's going to be in a regular-sized bathroom. I'm not going to crap in Billy Barty's.
That's right, in the Billy Barty room.
Yeah. Billy Barty room.
I was like, it was impossible. I mean, the sink was the tiniest sink I've ever seen. It was, like, not much bigger than, like, a 5-gallon ice cream pail.
You know, like wash one hand at a time. You know?
Yeah, like barely. Fit my mitts in there.
It wow, was, really?
Yeah, it was weird.
People want to stay here.
It was fine, she says.
Shut the fuck up!
She said it was fine. Well, needless to say, I was very... I was very freaked out by this whole incident. I don't blame her at all. I don't blame her. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
I'm very particular sometimes, so, you know.
Yeah, so much for the Airbnb here.
Well, if it's an apartment, and I'm like asking her, you know, I'm like, does it, because we've stayed a couple times and none of them have been like this, and I'm like, is this the norm? She's like, yes, this is the norm. It's people's houses, and I'm like, I cannot go to bed surrounded by children's toys that aren't my own, you know.
It's a fantasy, you know.
Yeah, in a little tiny bathroom that, you know, it's just like, this is not, I'm going to have nightmares, you know.
It's fine, how are
I'm going
you?
To make a life of fun.
Did you hear that?
No.
She said it was fine, Howard Hughes. I just had these thoughts that the people were actually in the basement. That's all I could keep thinking about.
Yeah.
I'm like, they just rent us their house and they're living in the basement right now. That's what I thought.
Well, they still had a regular bathroom, I bet.
Yeah, they probably did. They probably had like this luxury bathroom from all the people who rented the place, you know. Oh my Lord. I was so freaked out. It was just... I'm still upset by it, to be honest with you. It's still upsetting to me. We're working through our differences.
Can we just isolate that soundbite? You know?
I don't think I really want to give that to you.
We can make like a, you know, a soundboard, you know, for our show.
Yeah, no, I don't want to think we want to, you know, do that necessarily, so.
Oh, okay, well, I'm just saying.
Otherwise, everything went fine, and, you know, it was all good. And I was just my normal weirdness. That was the over-the-top weirdness for me, so.
Yeah.
You know, just saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I know I painted a good picture for you, but.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, life gives you lemons, make lemonade. You know?
Yeah, yeah. It was tough. It was tough. It was a tough night that night, so.
Hey, honey, here's the fire truck coming up today.
No, we didn't stay. But it was like, oh. Dang. You know, I don't like to rock the boat, but I think I rocked the boat.
What did you say to the people? Like, no.
I don't know. She took care of it, so.
That's what she put in her whole French thing.
Well, see, that's the thing. So you'd be in there. That was the smallest bathroom that I've ever been in, and I've been in the bathroom where you just step in and that's it. And over in England, so
yeah,
you know,
wow,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. This was a leprechaun. This was tiny, you know.
The leprechaun, the tiny toot.
This was a tiny bathroom. Yes.
Yes.
Like, you know, washing up in the sink would have been like one toe at a time kind of a thing. So, you know, it was interesting, that's to say the
nice.
Least. So, so we're still working through some issues here, obviously, about it. So,
yeah,
Everybody's still not happy about that.
Everyone's got an opinion on it, I guess.
some more stronger than others, perhaps.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah, shut the F up.
Yeah, exactly.